His friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, the Maimer of the Torah Or, Dibor Maslo Yom Moshe Chlu Hayom, at the Mon, and continuing where we left off in the previous shiur, where we saw Nefilos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, that the Chiyus HaAlamos is from the Or HaMemale, and nevertheless, the Shoresh is from the Or HaSovev. That's the first Ha'ara. That's the Machshava Kedum of Ana Emloch, the Or HaSovev. And then afterwards comes the Ha'ara de Ha'ara, the light of the light, that's the Sefiras HaMalchus, that's the Or HaMemale. So it emerges then that the Jews who are Mamshech, who draw down the Asvin Duchrin, the male letters of the Torah, are Mekayim the Yolam, because the Asara Mamaros, through which the world was created, the Or HaMemale, come from the Aseres Hadibros, the Or HaSovev, the Osios HaTorah that the Jewish people bring down. So it continues the Alter Rebbe, V'hinei HaMshach HaLios HaAra de Ha'ara Zu, since the Jewish people are mamshich the osios hatar, in other words, the mamshich the or as soviv kol alma that we've been discussing, this ana emloch machshav k'duma, through this comes down the ha'ara de ha'ara, the light of the light of mamali kol alma, not the actual light, not even a spark, like that's the or has soviv is ha'ara, is not the actual light itself, not the or, it's not Hashem himself, but not the Atzmus, but the Ha'ara, the light, and then after the Or Memale, which is the light, comes the Or Sobe, which is the light, comes the Ara, the Ara, which is the Or Memale. V'zemarum is gam b'ma sh'amru Chazal, odus b'riyas olam, sh'bimi nimlach b'nishmei sehem shel Yisrael. And that's what Chazal tell us about the creation of the world. Who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu consult with? He consulted with the souls of the Jewish people. In other words, who is the koach of Ha'ara de Ha'ara to be Mahab de Olamos, who obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, but who gives koach to the worlds to continue existing? The answer is the Jewish people. That's why they're called Banoim. Vayarim Karen Le'amo, he raises our horn, he gives us, he empowers us. We're Bnei Yisrael Am Karova, we're Mamshich, this light into the world, and that's why we're called Banoim. We're called builders, because people who learn Torah are building the world. Why are they building the world? Because they're mamshich the Or HaSovev, which is the shorish of the Or HaMemale Makom Olamos. And therefore Chazal say, L'chein amru Chazal, K'shem she'yev shel olam b'lo ruchos kach, etc. L'havinecha mashal dom l'nim. So Chazal say that just like it's impossible for the world not to have wind, so too it's impossible for the world not to have the Jewish people of Pashtus. Chazal are talking about the wind that blows. Just like the world can't go without wind, as Rashi writes, Shlei sky mirov hevel v'chamimos, the world couldn't exist because it's so heis, it's so hot. Kach I evsher below Yisrael. So too, we can't exist without the Jewish people. Kevin Shirak b'shvil Yisrael nivrom, since for us, the world was created. But according to this, we have to understand, l'chor, there's no shaychus between the ruchos, the winds, and the Jewish people. What's this mashal? Why are we nimshal? Why are the Jewish people nimshal to the wind? El ha'inyin ki ruchos hem vov tzavos. The ruchos, the winds, are the six extremes. Safon, darim, v'chulei, shem ikarom, shezeu gvul ha'makom. What Chazal mean, al pipnimius enyanim, is not talking about the wind, what we call the wind, but rather, ruchos are directions. Ruach in Hebrew is also a direction. Ketzavos ha'olam, the ends of the world, the extremities of the world, and that's the ikar geder of the world. The geder of the world is a place that is limited in time and space, and the mitzius of makom is not possible if you don't have these six directions: north, south, east, west, up and down. So that there's a makom gashmi that's expressed in the six directions. Bepashtus, that was mischade shalidei brias haolam yesh me'ayin. But the truth is that's not so. Be'emes, even before brias haolam, there's a bechina of makom. However, this makom is not a makom gashmi, but rather the six madrigos and spheros that are batal to the Ein Sof. Meaning, the Or HaMemale, this light that fills the world, since it's mislabesh, it's enclosed, and every madriga on its level, it's called makom. Because there are dargos lemala, there are levels above, and there are levels below, there are dargos lemala and dargos lemata. Nevertheless, since we're talking about godly light, this makom is very, very distant from the makom hagashmi that has ruchos. So you have physical ruchos, and then you have spiritual ruchos. And the spiritual ruchos preceded the world, the spiritual directions. Since the makom haloki is batel lagamri lein sof, so you can't have a mitzios hagashmis shel haolam. That would not allow for physical world if everything relained in the world of the spirit. And therefore, despite the fact that the Urim Mamale is the makor and shorish of all the olamas, like we said, nevertheless, only when it's yored bimadre gaso, only when it comes down from its great level, and it's mitzamtzem lios ruchos fiktzavus hashemayim, and then it contracts itself in order to make for various directions, then that's what makes it shayach, that there should be a gashmiistic world, that the spiritual world, the ruach, the Urim Mamale, the shorish of the world, comes down and into this world and allows for, it goes down from its madrega, it contracts itself and it allows for the six directions. V'im lo aruchos lo yibuchinas makom klal, elek ha-mashikasef hini makom iti, shu bevuchinas bitl. If not for these directions, there would be no bechinas makom, just like the pasuk says, there is a place with me, which is bechinas bitl. That's what the meaning of the pasuk is. We say, l'cha Hashem ha-gdula v'agvura v'atiferes v'anetzach v'ahod. These are the six spheres elyonos. Gdula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. Kichol, and that's Yisod. So these are the six spheres elyonos. V'omar aleihem she'em b'pchinas l'cha. In other words, the makom haruchni, which is iti, that's what it says by the Shmos Lamed Gimel Chaf Aleph, Hine makom iti, the place is with me. And that is batel b'metzias, and it's not like a gashmiistic place. So if not, again, for the ruchos, there would be no b'chinas makom. Rather, everything would be b'chinas bitel, makom iti, and it's only because it came down to this world, now there's in the gashmias, now there's a place for it in gashmias, otherwise it would be completely batel. So what comes out is that the makor for the ruchos of the world is the Or HaMemale, is the light that fills the world, that in Elokos this darga is called makom. So now we're going to explain what Chazal say, just like the world can't exist without ruchos, so too without the Jewish people. Now that's included in the Or HaMemale. It comes down from the Or HaMemale. The Ha'ara de Ha'ara is mushrash, like we've been discussing in the previous year at length, in the Or HaSovev, and that's drawn down dafka by the Jewish people, as Rabbeinu continues explaining. Kachiyev shel olam below Yisrael, so to the world can't exist without the Jewish people. Sharei hamshachas or ein sof lios mislabish b'chinas makom ad Yisrael shem hamshichim. That there's a hamshacha from Hashem, that there's this Or HaMemale, that there's this light that fills the world, that's hamshachas or ein sof b'chinas makom. This comes al yidei hamshachas or HaSovev. The Or HaSovev is drawn down, and then it becomes the Or HaMemale. We're mamshichet through the Torah. It starts up there with Or HaSovev, and then it turns into Or HaMemale and comes into this world. So you have a L'chora, if I'm understanding correctly, an Or HaMemale even above this world, and then that Or HaMemale is also as mitztamtzem, it comes down into this world. But the root of that Or HaMemale is the Or HaSovev. And the Jewish people are mamshich that Or HaSovev by their Limud HaTorah. So now we understand b'chlalos that in order for there to be Ha'ara de Ha'ara, in order for there to be an Or HaMemale, the Neshamas Yisrael have to be mamshich the Or HaSovev, which is the makor of the Or HaMemale. So now, Rabbeinu is going to explain more in detail that b'sharsha harishon, at the first root of b'chinas makom of above, in other words, the machshava kedum of Ana Emloch, there's also an inyan of the six ktsavos, the six extremities, six directions, just in a more exalted way. And that's the sharish of the Jewish people, and therefore through them, the inyan of makom is of above, is comes down here to ha'ara de ha'ara, b'chinas memale kol almin, and then it turns into the six ruchos of six ktsavos, six extremities of gashmis. V'hainu. On the big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, it says in the Torah that there were two Avnei Shoam on his two shoulders, and on each Avn was written six of the Shemos of the Shvatim. And then Apnimi is that this teaches us that even the Jewish people, Bisharasham, they're shaykh to the inyan of the Vav Ktsavos. That's the six mishmosam. That's the six directions. And ba'ofen shezeh kol b'machshav k'duma d'ama and ana emloch, in a way that it's included in the original machshav of ana emloch, the Malchus Hashem, that precedes the Or HaMemali, before the Or HaMemali comes into the world, as we discussed at length in the previous shir. V'gam liyos kol echad kol miyud, v'yud miyud, ola at samach ribo. And the six mitos elyonos are klulos into each other. Hainu, sheyesh, there's a bechina of chesed, shebechesed, and gvura shebechesed, and each of the six spheros is included in all the Eser spheros. And altogether, it's 60, so you have the six spheros of gdula, gvura, teferos, etc., and each of those are included in the 10 spheres. It's 6 times 10 is 60. And each of these 60, it's Serufim of the 6 Midos, is included in the 10 spheres again. And then you get, say, you multiply the 60 by 10, so that's 600. And then that, again you multiply, and ultimately you get to 600,000. Keneged Samach Ribo Nishmas Yisrael. And every neshama has an os in the Torah, and the neshama is mamshich, brings down that os, one of the 600,000 osos, make for making the ha'ara in this world. This pasuk was said about Mount Torah. It's a pasuk in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 4. And what it means is, lefi pshuta, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to the Jewish people, mitchila, originally, he offered it to Bnei Esav, Har Seir. They should be Makabel the Torah, and they weren't interested. And then, B'tzeischam Yitzeir, B'holach, he goes away, and then from the Umas Olam, and then he goes to give the Jewish people the Torah, and Har Sinai, B'chol Aretz, Rasha Me'agilu Ha'loki Atzum She'yaz, and the whole world is Gerashit, and it's a great noise from the great Gilu Ha'loki that was then. So, how does this pasuk merames to the that b'shas matan Torah there was a gilui of the Or HaSov? Sir, hanu b'chinos Cyrus shenar ar ba'alma ki af she gdelos me'amoach mikol mokom im yachtoch oso eino koiv. That sa'ir, that at first Hashem meant to sa'ir, that's like the hair. The hair is just like a light. It's not the actual body, because even though they come from the brain, but when you cut it off, you ever get a haircut, it doesn't hurt. Baruch Hashem. So one of the brachas of life. As the Likutei Torah writes, Vayikra, the Ramasla Vinikdash, the Shim Yoshin Imsach, Vasara Chius Meamoyach, Kanoida Shasara Chalula, who was Socha Chol Yeshinikan Meamoyach, Im Koze, who rack Moisre Moichin. So even though this Sa'ara is from the Chius of the Moach, it has Yenika, it draws its sustenance from the Moach, but it's only considered Moisre Moichin. It's like an addendum to the Moach. And it's a very Mitzumtzum Dika Chius. So it's not nogea to the chiyus of the moach, and if you cut off a hair, it doesn't hurt. So the sar is moiran ha'ara ba'alma that comes from the Ein Sof. So in order to understand what Rabbeinu is going to say now, we have to be makdim what it says elsewhere. In Dibur HaMaschil Torah Tziva and the Kutei Torah Parshas Vezos HaBracha, that Torah as it came down is called Sar because it has two inyanim. It has Sar, and then it has the Os Yud. In other words, the Torah, as it was Nimshach Lamata, as it came down in Gashmias, it's only Bechina Cyrus, it's Ahara Bilvad. But in the Torah, there's the Behelim, there's a Yud, and that's the Sharish of Torah in Chochmei La, that as we know from Geras HaTshuva and Perek Dalet is Meruma, as is alluded to, this elevated Chochma in the Os Yud. So similarly, we have with regard to the contracted light that's shining down here, the Ha'ara de Ha'ara, B'chinas Or HaMemale, that even though it's Nimshal the Cyrus, nevertheless, since we're talking about godly light, inside there's a root, and that root is the Sovev Kol Almin. So says Rabbeinu, V'havaya hu ha-mechaya u-mehavet tomid me'ayin li'esh. B'tzeischa b'b'chinas gilui v'matan Torah, hu me'b'chinas sayer. Shem havaya is called the Shem Etzem, and that's the Or ha-sovev kol almin. U-be'etzem, that's what's mehavet. Right? Havaya is milashen mehavet, it brings the world into being. Tamid me'ayin liyesh. Ki be'emes, there's a koach of the Or HaMemaleh Kol Almin lehavos is ha'olam. Because the Or HaSovev is melubash ba'o, is enclosed in it, and therefore it's mahava the world. The B'shas Matan Torah, there's a miskalus, there was a revelation of the Shem Havaya. In other words, there was an inyan of B'tseischa Misara, Kodesh Baruch Hu went out of Sara. In other words, what was tamun b'pnimius b'soch hasar, what was inside the hair, which is the ha'ara de ha'ara, which is the Or HaMemaleh, as we said before. And what's inside of there? What's inside? What's inside is the Soviv Kol Almin, the Or of Soviv Kol Almin. And that came out min ha'leh malagilus. So what happened in Matan Torah was, is that the Or HaSoviv, the surrounding light came out and was misgale. But even when the pnimius of the of Sayer, B'tseischa Misayer, is misgale, that doesn't mean that the Hashpa is not still B'b'chinas Sayeris. In other words, even though there's a gilui of the pnimius of Sayer, but the Hashpa still remains B'gedr Shel Sayeris. Even though the Atzmius itself is misgale, but it's misgale in the Levush of Sar v'tzimtzum, as the Rebbe explains, ki kedei lios hamshachel misoviv kol alman lamata, ein laze dimyon or moshel acher, rak kamo shefa hayotzeis bebchinas Sayeris. It says in the Zohar that kedusha b'sara talia. In other words, when we speak about a very high madriga like the Or HaSoviv kedusha, the only way that it could be misgale is b'tzura shel Sayeris. In other words, even when the Or HaSoviv is misgale in this world, what this means is it's murgash b'Or HaMemaleh gufo, that in the Or HaMemaleh itself we can feel the Or HaSoviv, but it's impossible the Or HaSoviv should be misgalem mitzad atzmo, because then it would be the world would be misbatel. That's what he writes, ki kedelios hamshacha misov kol almin lamato, and there's a dimyon mashal ach, in order for the hamshacha from the soviv down here there's no dimyon, there's no mashal, rakamo hashefa, that's like the shefa that comes out b'b'chinas Sayeris. In other words, there's this ha'ara de ha'ara, and inside that ha'ara is the inside that ha'ara de ha'ara, inside the Or HaMemaleh Kol Almin is Or HaSoviv Kol Almin, but it can't be properly revealed because then the world would stop being. B'chol Eskalus Zu Ha'ayi De Matan Torah Kamo Shesiyam Eretz Rasha Shanasa B'chinas Bitl. So now we understand what does it mean Eretz Rasha. We talk about that pasuk Eretz Rasha, that there's a great noise in the world. The pasuk that we quoted from Sefer Shoftim. Hashem b'tzeischa miseir eretz rasha. So when there was going out of Seir, in other words, this Sira came down, this light, and then the Yud was misgala in this light, so eretz rasha, because during Matan Torah, there was the Or HaSoviv came down. So that's eretz rasha. Eretz rasha me'agilu ha'atzim shenim shoch Matan Torah, because through the b'chinas havaya, through the Or HaSoviv, Nimshach ubali de gilui kolam etzius to aretz rasha misbatel mpnei otzim agilui. So the world was misbatel kaviyachol because the gabi the Or HaSoviv, the alomis have no tfisis makom, and that's through the Jewish people that they're mamshich. They're mamshich this light. Lios eretz rasha zes Sinai haino bekabalas haTorah Matan Torah. We had the 600,000 souls there. And they're connecting now to the Torah, and that is the appearance of the Or HaSoviv into this world. And that's why there was a great Eretz Rasha. So that was a one-time event that the Or HaSoviv was revealed in this world, and then obviously when we learn Torah, we're able on some level to achieve that as well. But still, it's important to note that it's still B'chinas Sayeris. This Hashpa is still B'chinas Sayeris. It's not the actual Or HaSoviv. It's only like the hair has chius from the mochin, but it's not the actual mochin. That's why when you cut it off, it doesn't hurt. So since it's only B'chinas Sayer, it's only like a hair, so then that's why the world does continue to exist even after Matan Torah, because this is galus, this tremendous is galus. Mamad Har Sinai was just b'b'chinas Sayeris Sayer, and that's why Eretz Rasha, because there was some level of this of of this going out of Sar, going out of Esav, and revealing and giving the Torah to the Jewish people, b'chinas Sayir, right, the Sar and the Yud, so that's this hair, that's this Ha'ara from the Orein Sof, but it's not the actual Or HaSoviv itself. If it was the actual Or HaSoviv itself, then the world would stop existing. So we learned at length that through the Yosef HaTorah or Mamshich the Or HaSoviv Kol Almin, and this Hamshacha from the Or HaSoviv can be accomplished if a person does Ha'alah, from elevation from lower to above. In other words, a person is Mezakech himself. What does that mean? Let's see. Achinei, Gam HaMalachim Bikshu Tanot Chal HaShemayim. The Malachim also wanted the Torah. In order to be Mamshich the Or HaSoviv Al Yedei HaTorah, first there has to be Bechinas Eskafev Yishapcha. There has to be a overcoming the evil and transforming the evil. And the raya is that the Malachim wanted the Torah, and they were told, what, do you have a Yetzer Hara? So we have to understand, even without a Yetzer Hara, you can be Mekayim Torah. So what's the problem? Hashem says to them, you have a Yetzer Hara. You have a Yetzer Hara. Why can't they, just because they don't have a Yetzer Hara, why can't they be Mekayim the Torah? They can learn Torah even without a Yetzer Hara. It would be much easier. So it's Muchach that the only way to be Mamshich the Or HaDei HaTorah is Bakdamas HaGdolus is Kafia. And so that means that first you have to do is Kafia. First you have to overcome your Yetzer. And therefore it's understood that the Malachim never had a Yetzer Hara. They can't be Mekabel the Torah, because you have to know how to overcome your Yetzer. You know, overcome your Yetzer is no Torah. She's Shrel Shabosu Ador, Zachel is Al Yedei, Shiabud Mitzrayim, Bechoymer, Belevenim, Shalite Zes, Kafia, Sitra Achra. But the Jewish people in that generation were Zachel to this through the Shibud Mitzrayim, Bechorben, Belevenim. Through this, there's an Eskafia of Sitra Achra, the spiritual content of Shibud Mitzrayim, Bechorben, Belevenim, that Avdu Behem Befarech is the Avodah, is this Kafia Sitra Achor, is overcoming the powers of evil. This Avodah Befarech is to go against their Teva, like it says in the Gemara, that women did men's work, men did women's work. So in Avodah Hashem, this is an Avodah of Iskafia, an Avodah of a person to do the opposite of what he's accustomed to doing, which we know is so hard. And that was the Avodah of Matan Torah, and therefore the Jewish people in Mitzrayim were Zoche, and they were Poel Ba'avodah Iskafia, to be afterwards those who were Mekabel the Torah, because Hamshacha Sora Dea Torah Shechas Dafka Bakdamas Inyan Avodas is Kafi. In order to be Mekabel Torah, first you have to overcome the Kochos Harachine Buchol Yoman and Brachim Noisena Torah Buchoyim Chayvad Lurzatz and Kiliyatz and Mitzrayim. So every day we say, Brachat Hashem Noisen, you're giving now the Torah. And every day you have to see yourself as if you're leaving Egypt. As we see in a Maimer Tafkov Samaches, Kamosha Hayab is Man Matan Torah. Sheyarad Hashem al Harsinai ben Islabish bebuchinas osios kanal kach b'chol yom reino omrim noisein atar loshen hoyve v'lomer nosen loshen ovar fisha b'chol yom v'yom or ein sof yorid um Islabish b'osios atarah. Because we say every day, because every day the Or Ein Sof is enclosed in the letters of the Torah. Kedvarav chayim kayim b'chinas nitzchis, because the words are eternal. V'gam in yinshibut galus mitzrayim v'yitzis mitzrayim shebe So we also have this this king being freed from Egypt every day, and we also have Matan Torah every day. So there also has to be an Avodas Iskafia. There has to be Yetzias Mitzrayim and Ruchnias, right? So that as if we were in Mitzrayim, in other words, if we overcame our nature, and then we can be Makabo Torah. Derech zeh tiknu seder tefillah, lios eskafia, ubitul ratzo nefesh habemis, la'avas Hashem b'kriya shema b'chol vavcho b'chol nafshcha mamish, v'nikro v'zera l'shtava b'gufa d'malchut. The Indian of tefillah is an avodah eskafia. And therefore you read in Shema, ve'avtas Hashem elokecha b'chol vavcho. And the Chazal darshan b'shnei yitzarecha, that also the Yetzer Hara should be nichna, should be sublimated, and love Hashem. And that's the Indian of B'chol Nafshech. Chazal say, Afil Anotel Es Nafshecha, that a person has to love Hashem Ad Kedei Mesiris Nefesh. In other words, the Nefesh is Ratzon, Yesh is Nafshech. You have to be Moser, your Ratzon, only to be Memale, the Ratzon of Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu writes. That's the Seder HaTfil, Yos Iskafia. Bittul ratzon nefesh emes. You have to mevatel the ratzon of your animal soul to love Hashem with kriya shema b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha mamish. Or the shtava to be drawn in the gufa, gufa de malka, into the body kiviyachol of the melech, to be batel b'tachlis, to completely nullify yourself to the mahusa of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. B'kilachay ne'emar achalti yari im divshi, as it says in the Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 1, it says in the Zohar, what's the yari? Achalti yari im divshi. So achila shenichlo beivarim. So it says in the Zohar Kaddish that Yari is referring to Bracha of Yotzer, and Divshi is referring to Kriya Shema, because in the Bracha of Yotzer, you see the Avodas Hamalachim, they're called Atzei Hayar, with Kriya Shema in Kabbalah, and in Kriya Shema we come to Avos Hashem B'Tanugim, which is in Tvash, which is Mesikus. So that's Achalti Eit the Yari. Yari is the Bracha of Yotzer. That's the Avod of Malachim, or called Atzei Hayar. Im Divshi, Divshi is the sweetness. That's Kriya Shema. That's Ava B'Tanugim V'Avto Es Hashem Elokecha V'Chol Avavcha V'Chol Nafshecha V'Chol Modecha. The Mesikus, the Arevus, to be Dovik B'Shem Yisbarach. So we see that Torah, that Tefillah, is connected to the idea of Achila Chal Tiyarim Divshi. Achila Shenichlo Beivarim Kama Maichol Shem Esakol V'Nefach Lehem Hu HaNefesh Kach Tzricha Lios Esapchus HaNefesh L'Alokus Mamish. Just like an Achila Gashmis, when you eat something, the Maichol becomes part and parcel of your body, you are what you eat. So too the purpose of the avod of tefillah is to be misoirer to Avas Hashem, to the point that your nefesh is leshtava begufa de malka. It's drawn into Hashem's essence, and you're able to be dovek b'Hashem. This darga of leshtava begufa de malka, to be drawn in, nishav shauv, to be drawn in to the guf of the melech, is the final purpose of avodas hatefillah. Aval muvan shebetchilata avoda. It's understood that at the beginning of the avoda, when the ratzon of the nefesh habemis are still strong, a person can't reach this madrega. And first, he has to remove from himself all the begadim hatzoim of the nefesh habemis, and then afterwards he could be dovig mamish belokus bebchinas lishtava begufa demalka. And because of this, the hakdamas of the hakdama first being mesir ritzonos zarim of the nefesh habemis, removing the foreign desires of your animal soul. So tefillah is like achila, like Rabbeinu explains. V'nei kamosha b'maychol hamufchor misachol v'nefach l'dam v'apsolus nitcha l'chutz. Right, what's good becomes part of you, and what's bad, your body ejects and becomes waste. V'anu ki hamachol nulkach me'ayin sarim tzarech levarim. The enemy maychol gashmi, there's a chelek hatov of the maychol and a chelek harav psoilus, and the guf is mevar the chelek hatov meharav hamufchor misachol v'nefach l'dam. What's good becomes part of your blood, part of your body, and the psoiles is pushed out. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shebe mahalo shebe tefila mitzarif shahogut sigim mikesef amufchar nivla belokus v'avtos Hashem b'chol avavcha v'apsolus nitcha l'chutz v'shmonesrei slachlanu v'ashamnu l'havir psolus v'litchos. So that's the inyan of tefila. That tefila is nimshal la'achila. That through tefila, a person reaches dveikus be'alokus l'shtava b'gufa de malka. And there's this avoda also, besides that, there's an avoda to remove the evil parts of his nefesh habemis, and that's the pnimius of the pasuk, mitzrav matzref l'kesef v'kur l'zav v'ish l'fi mahalo. Mahalo is referring to the hill of the praise of tefillah. The inyan of tefillah is to praise Hashem. And the pasuk says, the inyan of tefillah is to remove the psoles outside, come on, matzref. Matzref is a kli that removes the psoles, the impurities of silver, hagos sigim mikesef. In other words, removing the sigim are the psoles of kesef. So matzreif lekesef akorlas of these things that remove the psoles v'ish lefi mahalalo. That's what a person does when he's davening. Kor removes from the zav, Matzreif removes the impurities from the silver, and therefore we have in tefillah in yanei tshuva slachlanu ashamnu. That's the chelik every shel to tefillah l'hasir rashal anefesh abemis. In tefillah we're accomplishing two things: number one, removing the evil, and that's again the inyan of achila, of that there's going to be psolas, so we have to remove the psolas from within ourselves, and also there's the inyan of slachlanu. And that's the inyan of slachlanu and ashamnu, to remove the psoles. And then there is on the positive side the inyan of being ish l'shtava begufa de malka, to be Dovik Bashem. So, sweet friends, we are not there yet. We still haven't finished the Maimer. And I'm praying to Hashem, asking Hashem for a bracha that we should be zocha to continue and see more and more neflos. And this is obviously very, very hoicha hoicha in Yanim. And it's a schus to be able to learn it. So please stay tuned, and we should see more neflos. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.